Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, ho, 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 ho. It is the Odd Couple coming to you from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
We will, Bill. TireRack.com. The way tire buying ought to be, should be. And yes, it's a TV theme song Thursday here. On the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. We got a lot of stuff to do. So much to do, so little time. Chris Broussard will be joining us momentarily as well on the program, which is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
It is the Odd Couple.
Okay, Chris, what's up? We did all that. How are you? No, I'm going to be on the Zoom. I was trying to see what was happening. You good?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to this show on a TV theme song Thursday. And, of course, we got plenty of guests here, too. So we're going to have a great show. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, unless you did that already.
No. I left the honors for you, so let's do that.
We got the super producer, Rob G, is in the house on the ones and twos. Of course, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager, and on the social media, Elijah Sebunya.
And Rob G rolled in today with a new Mercedes. Very nice. I was impressed, Rob G.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't believe you. Look at you, Chris. Why?
I've talked to him, and it's the same old car he's always been. I mean, it's fresh, but it's not a Mercedes.
Not that big car. He's got the big truck.
Yes.
The only problem is the people, I heard from the people here who run the building or whatever, and they're going to give Rob G a bill because of all the oil that car leaks, you know, and destroys the parking lot.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say it's funny to see me get in and out of the truck because I have to run and get a head start.
Is that
I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
Well, you do risk ankle sprains every time you get down.
That's right.
And that's got nothing to do with the truck. That's just because you're short.
And it's also cool that Rob G keeps a milk crate so that he can actually get in his truck. I think that's cool.
Yes.
Okay, we're done. Is that
Rob's working on his new material.
This thing's not funny. This is for the party in Vegas when I get up there.
Yes. All right. Rob, let's get this thing going. Last night, both L.A. basketball teams were in action. The L.A. Clippers played in Brooklyn and went down, lost that game 100-93. And the L.A. Lakers played against Houston in Houston and got demolished 128-94. Anthony Davis did not play in that game. LeBron James did, and it didn't matter. So, Rob, let me ask you this, because both teams look bad right now. The Lakers are 3-5, okay? They're 0-5 on the road. The Clippers are 3-4. A better record only because they haven't played as many games. So, which LA team are you most concerned with?
It's not even close.
Wow.
I mean, one team just added a new piece. They got to figure it out. They were on the road against two decent teams. What I've seen with the Lakers, right, who made these changes in the offseason, and I get it, AD didn't play this game, but he played the game. They got blown out, and they've been blown out. 0-5 on the road to start the season? Why? Really? 0-5. Not you went and you lost a couple games. I get it. You're not going to win every game in the NBA. 0-5? Blowouts left and right? I'm sorry.
They have had a few other players injured as well. Obviously, Anthony Davis is the big one. Rui Hachimura has missed a few games. Torian Prince missed a game or so. Gabe Vincent's been out. And one of the big ones is Jared Vanderbilt, who's their athleticism on the wing, Rob. He hasn't played yet this season. So they've had a few other injuries, but they still were supposed to have a lot of depth, right?
And I thought that's what they did in the offseason.
They're still sending pretty decent players out there, and they're just not – it's not
right.
Mattering.
And, Chris, like I said, like getting blown out and that kind of stuff, did you expect a blowout in Houston last night? I mean,
No, come on. No, I didn't know AD wasn't playing, but even with
– Without AD,
I wouldn't have expected a 34-point
– blowout?
Spanking.
Yeah, it's those kind of things that – make you wonder about really, and we saw it last year. They got off to a terrible start and still wound up going to the West.
Now they made some changes to get right,
but they made
major changes to get out of that 2-10 hole.
But it's kind of crazy. Where are you on them?
I'm concerned with the Lakers because of the injuries that probably are coming. Hopefully not, but
we don't want them to happen. But we just got to talk about them. I think it's impossible to talk about the Lakers and not talk about injuries because
the Clippers too, for that matter.
Right, we know that.
But the Lakers, Anthony Davis, I said it, Rob, Tuesday, when he said, "Oh, I'll be out there Wednesday." I said, "Don't even listen to that." I wasn't saying he definitely isn't playing Wednesday, but I said he has no idea.
No, he didn't know.
Because at halftime,
had you
been able to ask him, "You playing the second half?" You would have said, "Yeah, I'll be good." Right. And he tried it. And then had to go back out. And then tried again and had to go back out. So Anthony Davis, Rob, over the last 3 years has missed an average of 35 games a year. And he's 30 years old. He'll be 31 in March. He's not old. But, Rob, he is at an age where you don't get healthier. Right? At best, you maintain. Right? You maintain your health. You don't get healthier. So he's going to likely miss a quarter or a third of the season. LeBron has missed an average of 27 games in every year except the pandemic bubble season. And remember, they had a 3-4 month hiatus that year, or he may have missed time then. So LeBron, because he's old, he likely will miss a quarter of the season or so. And they are not good enough to sustain prolonged losses of one of their two best players. Even if one of them's there and the other's not, it's going to be too much. The West is strong. Last night they got blown out by a team that's not even expected to make the playoffs. And so I am concerned with them. The offseason moves they made do not look like they're supposed to look. Rob, they're the worst three-point shooting team in the league. They're the only team in the league shooting below 30% from three.
And that's a terrible sign in this man's NFL course.
Yes, NBA.
Right? In this man's NBA. You got to be able to make threes. You just have to.
They don't shoot the ball well. Now, they'll get better, but they're still going to be probably bottom five, bottom 10. They're not particularly athletic, and they've got injury issues. So, look, I didn't pick them to win the West anyway, but now they're not looking like a legitimate contender. I think, unlike you, and you tell where you're at, I got concerns about the Clippers too. I don't think this is just, oh, it's two games, they got to adjust to each other. I think they got issues, Rob. Where are you at on them?
No, I don't. I think it's going to take time, a little bit of time to get it together with the players they have. If those guys are healthy,
How's it fit?
I just expect, that's what you have to figure out. That's where Ty Lue comes in. And maybe it means Westbrook's on the bench or not, and they can't play all four of them together and whatnot. And I get that. And you want to be nice in the beginning. But I think what I love about Ty Lue is he's made changes with that team, Chris, when he needs to. And at some point, he's going to take a look at it and say, no, this just can't work this way. And I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, and that's how it's going to be. We can't just satisfy everybody and it's not working. So I don't think he'll be afraid to make the necessary change that needs to be made.
I do think they could be slightly better than the Lakers, maybe. I mean, I got concerns about both teams, to be honest, major ones. I don't think it's going to fit. Now, I agree with you. I think for it to have a chance to work, Westbrook has to go to the bench. And I think that's going to be a tough conversation. Now, maybe he'll accept it like he did with the Lakers. He was a good soldier. He's been a good soldier. But I just think that is a hard blow. This was the place he came last year when he was jettisoned from the Lakers, and he fit in well and played great for them in the playoffs. When Kawhi and PG-13, Paul George, were out, it was Westbrook that carried him. Westbrook took an astronomical pay cut. He didn't really have a choice because nobody else was
going
to pay him.
I was going to say, where was he going?
He's making $3.8 million this year. I mean, this is a guy that's used to making max money. And so I do tend to think he's a good enough guy. I shouldn't say good enough guy. He's a good guy, period. But I think he will try it if it comes to that. But I think it's got to come to that, Rob. Because Ty Lue said after last night's game, he said, guys look passive for the second straight game. They're trying not to step on each other's toes. Yeah, they're trying to, I don't want to do what I normally do. Because I want everybody to get their touches, everybody to get involved. I don't want to play like I'm the only star out here. And so that makes you tentative and passive, and it doesn't work well. So Ty Lue, Rob, said they just all have to play, be themselves and play their games, and I'll tell them if they're going too far. They can't all four play their games together. They can't.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Ty Lue's going to have to make a change.
The main adjustment is Westbrook going to the bench.
All right, so then that's going to have to happen. And Westbrook, if you're at your point in your career, Chris, where he is, and there's only one missing thing that you would want, right? Like you're top 75, you've done something nobody was able to do for 40 years. I mean, all the other stuff. And you want to be able to win a championship and have people have a much more positive light about you. I just think you just have to acquiesce to it. And we talked about it before. Iverson could have played longer in the NBA. Carmelo Anthony, these guys, I get it. You were the star. Everybody's been, kissing your butt since you were 13 or whatever it was, Chris. And it's hard to face those things. And it's harder to deal with not being the man. But at some point, you got to make a sacrifice.
It's hard enough to fit three superstars together. the best big threes or even the best duos are when both the games complement one another. These games don't complement each other. Three of their big four, Westbrook, Harden, and Kawhi, have been at their best with the ball in their hands. When Kawhi was in San Antonio after Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker left, guess what? Pop put the ball in his hands. And that's how he played for his latter part of his Spurs career. Then he goes to Toronto. Ball's in his hands to a large degree, and it was great. He won a championship. Clippers, same type of thing. And they were doing it with just George and Kawhi, and it was working to some degree, kind of like Boston with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when they didn't have a true point. But Harden, of course, has had to have the ball in his hands. And Westbrook, of course, has had to have the ball in his hands. So they can't be themselves. So Ty Lue is going to have to make some adjustments. It'll be interesting to see how soon he does it. I think that's what has to happen. He talked about Rob having Russ at the point and Harden at the two. But we've seen Harden now, last night, a few times. Rob, he got wide open catch and shoot threes. And instead of just catching it and shooting it, he took a dribble and sidestepped and then shot it.
Why?
I mean, because he's used, that's what he's used to doing. You know, and then by that time, the defender's there. And that's what Ty Lue also had a quote saying, we passed up a lot of open shots, and that led to harder shots. But that's my point. Like, that's why Russ at the point with Harden, Harden's just not used to being a catch-and-shoot guy. And so they got a lot of, it's a big chemistry experiment, and I think the first step will be eventually, unfortunately, having to put Westbrook on the bench. But, you know, we'll see. They're also old. They also have as much, if not more, injury concerns as the Lakers. So, bottom line, I don't think either L.A. team has a championship in its future this year. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Your turn to weigh in. Which L.A. team, the Lakers or the Clippers, are you most concerned about? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Which L.A. basketball team, the Lakers or the Clippers, are you most concerned about?
All right, let's start with Tony in D.C. He's on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hello?
Yes, Tony, what's up?
What's going on? Hope you guys have a great holiday season. I think it's going to be the Lakers who are more concerned because I think the Clippers overall have the better ancillary man, P.J. Tucker, Plumlee, Zubac, Norman Powell, and these guys have played together longer. It's just a matter of integrating James Harden into the system. And I think by February, March, we'll see the Clippers get on a roll here. I don't know if they're going to come out the West, but I can see them as a solid 5 or 6 seed, whereas the Lakers, I think it's just going to be a struggle all year because, like you said, Chris, they'll probably be in the top lower 5 of shooting. And, with LeBron and AD missing games, they may miss the play-in tournament, Hopefully they're both healthy all year, but I don't see it.
All right. No, that's not a bad analysis.
No, not at all, Tony.
How do you see Harden fitting in? Is he still there?
Yeah.
You think they have to send Westbrook to the bench?
You know what? That's funny, Chris, because, I like how Westbrook plays with pace, whereas Harden, I've never seen Harden really bring the ball up like with
he plays at a slower
pace.
Philly plays like faster without him.
Yeah, so I would like to see the Clippers play faster. And I don't think they get that
bring him
Harden,
off the bench?
I thought
it's
about
gonna
that,
be
Chris.
Tough. Whoever it goes, it's going to be interesting.
Right. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. Drew in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
What up? Hope y'all doing good. Stop with the short jokes on the homie Rob, Short King Nation out here.
Oh, how tall are you? 5'3"?
You better stop playing with me, Rob. Anyways.
5'5".
With shoes on. Anyways.
You won't even. Okay.
Like, okay, so go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
I feel like the Lakers, because it feels like last year, all the players we relied on, the players we signed, aren't pulling through. And it's like everybody waits. I told this to the homie yesterday. It feels like everybody waits until LeBron does something to actually score or something. Like he has to generate everything. And when he's on the bench and AD is running the second unit, AD isn't being aggressive. He's just floating around. He's playing defense. But I told the homie, if the Lakers want to win anything, AD needs to average at least 28 points a game. He needs to do that to take the load off LeBron, especially if no one's going to pick it up. You see Austin Reeves, what is he doing? We're paying him all this money. D'Lo plays no defense, and then he's
Austin Reeves
every
is finding out what it's like to be on the scouting report.
Oh, right. When you ain't out there, Chris, and they don't even factor you in, it's a lot easier to play. And they're like, okay, don't let him do this.
Yep.
Don't let him do that, and make him do this. And now all of a sudden.
I mean, he's a solid player, but people were going overboard. Oh, he's a future star.
Right.
He's this, he's that.
They went too crazy.
Yeah.
Rich in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'd be most worried about the Lakers simply because they are relying on AD to become their alpha. And the guy's already hurt after a few games, and that's been his MO all along. And they're expecting this guy to take over for LeBron? It's just not happening. And it's happened with every team, everywhere he's been. And LeBron's getting older, and AD is just not an alpha. I would go as far as to say he might be the biggest bust or the most overpaid NBA player ever.
That's going way too far. But I agree, he's not an alpha. He's got a number one game with a number two mentality. And so, I don't even know if him averaging 28, first of all, is he going to do that? He did that in New Orleans, but I don't even know if that's enough for this Lakers team, though.
Are we ready? Can we squeeze one more? Okay.
Quick.
Kevin in Culver City, California, on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Kev, not that long. Okay, go ahead.
What's up, fellas? God is good. Just wanted to get this in. Look, the Clippers, I don't really have a lot of concern because I think James Harden, you need to bring him off the bench like Scott Brooks did with starting Thabo Sabaloso with Kevin Durant and Westbrook. That was because Harden needs to be to have the ball by itself off the bench ISO. Let the other guys play off of Westbrook and then bring Harden off the bench. And that's the conversation you've got to have with James Harden. James Harden can't play with other scores like that. The Lakers, look, the guys, they look a little old out there.
I don't think your suggestion is bad because one of he or Westbrook has to go to the bench, right, in my view.
I think it could be hard. It's not going to be Paul George or Kawhi.
No. And one of them, absolutely, they're not the ones kind of hurting, you know, the chemistry. But also, I got to push back on Harden can't play with two other scorers. He played fine with Durant and Kyrie.
Let me tell you, they were rolling in Brooklyn. Yeah. Hello. Go back and look.
The problem is all four of them can't really play together, but three of them could. If they stay healthy. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. Who's America's team? That's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. All you listeners, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, Rob, Sports Business Daily released some ratings, and it turns out they if I ask you what two teams do you think have generated the highest ratings for in the NFL this season, through the first half of the season? What two would you say?
Of course, the Cowboys, because people just watch the Cowboys. And it's not just a love thing, like, oh, my God, I love the Cowboys. It's a love-hate, Chris.
Right.
They love to see the Cowboys suffer as well and lose. It's a thing. So it's both.
Love them or hate them, you want to watch them.
Right. And then the other one, obviously, Mahomes and the Chiefs, because they've been big winners in two Super Bowls in the last 4 years. So they're a draw. They're a watch. I would say those two teams without even trying.
I would be impressed if you didn't know the answer already.
No, but I would have. If you would have given it to me before that, I would have guessed that. I mean, I think that those are pretty obvious.
Cowboys-Eagles, Rob, got 27.1 million viewers. That is crazy. That's the most of any telecast since the Super Bowl. So that's huge. Super Bowl's draws about 44 million. So that's huge for a regular season game. But you said it, you're right, it was Cowboys and Chiefs. And with that being the case, a couple of years ago, Willie Roof, Rofe Hall of Famer, he said this about Kansas City. He called them the real America's team, Rob. He said, here's the quote. "This is a level that Kansas City has never been at. Kansas City is now America's team. Kansas City went from being a small market team to being America's team right now with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and all those guys. I'm excited for them. I'm excited they have another opportunity to go out and play in the Super Bowl. They're the young guns." So let me ask you this, Rob. Have the Chiefs replaced Dallas as America's team?
No. I don't think anybody will, and it doesn't. It's no disrespect. The thing you got to look at, Chris, is this: Dallas hasn't come close to playing or winning in big games, as has been the case with Kansas City, and yet they're still there. Like this is
28 years since they won.
That's what I'm saying. Like they're still there, and people. So they're not going anywhere. They were big when they won 3 out of 4, Chris. They're big when they haven't won in 28 years. Like, just think about that.
Yeah.
And there are certain teams in sports. People want to watch the Yankees lose. People want to watch the Lakers lose or the Celtics.
I think those are the three big teams.
Right? Notre
Rob,
Dame, Chris. Would you say Notre Dame in college football? People like to root against Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean,
I know they haven't won anything in a while, but I'm saying
comparison because Dallas, I don't think they're as big as they used to be, Rob. Whereas Dallas is probably bigger; it's as big, at least as big as it's ever been. They're as big now as they were when they were winning Super Bowls. Notre Dame is not as big, but the good argument is this, Rob. Notre Dame still gets more respect and love in college football than it really deserves. Would you agree with that?
No doubt. I mean, they haven't won a long time.
They're not a factor.
No.
Every time they get near the championship, they get blasted.
Right, but they travel well. They got fans. Yep. Come on, Chris. When you know all these other teams are running to try to get with network and whatever. They had their own TV deal with NBC.
I agree.
What team had their own deal with a network like that?
That
tells you about
the
appeal of a Notre Dame.
Right. If Alabama starts losing, they're not going to be viewed like Notre Dame.
If
Ohio State or Michigan, we see it with LSU. I mean, they're okay this year. But, you know, a few years ago, they were the cat's meow. Now they're just good, not awesome, and they're not as big of a team. So Notre Dame is that one team.
That win or lose, right.
They're going to be at least in the national consciousness.
Because if you were talking about, what was the school you were just saying?
Alabama.
Before Nick Saban got there, Chris, they had a lot of lean years.
They had Bear Bryant, then they fell off, and then Nick Saban comes. I know they had a few good years in between.
But mostly bad. And people didn't talk about Alabama football. Of course, if you lived in Alabama, you did, but nobody else.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame, Dallas, the Lakers, the Yankees.
Yep. Those are the teams, no matter what.
I agree. Because here's the deal. Like you said, Dallas hasn't won in 28 years, and yet we still talk about it. If the Chiefs fall off, we're not going to be talking about the Chiefs. Nobody's going to care about the Chiefs.
Chris.
Now, granted, Patrick Mahomes is going to be there probably the next 12 to 15 years playing great football, and they will be front and center. Just like New England was front and center with Tom Brady. And yeah, Rob, right now, New England gets probably a little more coverage than they deserve because Bill Belichick's still there.
Well, they got an all-time Hall of Fame coach.
Right.
You're right.
Once he's gone, nobody's thinking about the Patriots anymore.
But even like the Chiefs you bring up, I mean, they went 50 years. They hadn't won since what? Lynn Dawson was the quarterback? Yep. It was like 50 years had gone by in Kansas City.
Yep.
So it is about that.
Green Bay, Rob.
Now Green Bay.
They're off the radar.
And now with Jordan Love, and depending what happens there, Chris, who's talking about Green Bay? Like they're an afterthought. Nobody.
And we've talked about it before. When you and I were growing up in the 80s, late 70s, 80s, the Packers weren't very good. And nobody really thought that much about them. It was just like they're kind of an afterthought. And they could be headed there again. But you might want to say this right now, and this isn't, you know, as wouldn't be as definitive as saying America's team. If you want to say Patrick Mahomes is America's quarterback right now, because he's pretty much universally viewed as the best quarterback in the league, best player in the league, he's so exciting, he's a draw, and they are, you know, generally the best team. But no, America's team, I'm with you, Rob, is still the Cowboys. And the proof is just that we talk about them good or bad.
And they haven't won anything in a long time, and yet their numbers are still up there. So that's the proof in the pudding. Because if you look at other teams that aren't playing well or are irrelevant as far as winning championships, which the Packers, which the Cowboys have been, they wouldn't have those kind of numbers. So I'm with
you. And that's what's interesting about these Chiefs, Rob. And they're still great, and they may be the best team in the league. We'll see, but they're certainly in the running. But they're doing it now with defense. And I think, look, if you win, you win, and that's all that matters. Tom Brady won Super Bowls where he wasn't the main star. But I think people want to see Patrick Mahomes be able to do his thing. And they're not scoring. We've talked about that before. We don't have to go into it. But they if they don't win it this year, I blame them for not strengthening the receiving core. And I think they need to do that to remain as exciting. People watch them, Rob, not just because they win, but because they're exciting. And so don't take that excitement factor away by not giving Patrick Mahomes at least one weapon on the outside, a receiver. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com Studios. And we got a big Thursday night game coming up. Or do we? Chicago with a backup quarterback. Justin Fields is out. And Carolina with the number one pick, Bryce Young. But he ain't balling. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yay.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Rob, you know that song?
Yeah, that's a little Barney Miller, Chris. That's Barney Miller.
Yeah. All right, it's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, Shekel City 1-2. So I'm trying to get on the winning track. We need a hat trick tonight. I got the Pacers plus 1.5. They were getting a point and a half with no Damian Lillard from Milwaukee. That's like stealing money from a baby, I think.
Yeah, I wonder. Did you know when you bet that?
No, I didn't know he wasn't playing.
It wasn't,
I just like that the Pacers have been playing great, Chris.
They have been playing well.
They scoring like 150 a night. It feels like it.
Tyrese Halliburton is the truth.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Pacers at home against the Bucks, and the Bucks have played okay. I got the Hawks minus 3.5. They're in Mexico City. Where's that game in Mexico City? Mexico City? Yeah. Against the Magic. So I'm taking the Hawks minus 3.5. And I'm going to just take the Bears minus 3.5. I don't feel good about either one of these teams, but the Bears are at home, Chris. I wanted to take the Panthers, but they couldn't give me any. I couldn't give myself any good reason to take the Panthers. So I'm taking the Bears minus 3.5.
You can find a good reason to take the Bears?
No, but I couldn't. No, but I just couldn't find the other way. You know what I mean? To make it an upset.
Man, so I'm looking at Tony Gonzalez, sharp outfit.
Really?
He got like some type, it's like a blue coat that's fresh and a nice little gray turtleneck. That's a sharp.
Look at that, Chris. I'm going to give you critiquing clothes. That. Very nice.
You know, I'm a fashionable guy. He looks sharp tonight. You see it?
Got the game on? I got the game on, but I don't see it.
He was just talking, but now. Yeah,
it must be commercial.
You're a couple minutes ahead of me.
That's right. That's right. You still got last week's game on Prime.
It's
on
just
your
finished.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Thank you for that, Rob. Well, you mentioned it. Chicago, Carolina. You think it's the worst Thursday night game ever?
I just think it's a bad one. Like, well, again, these two teams. It could wind up being, I mean, I know there are a lot of bad games on Thursday night And I know people watch, you know, they want to watch
really
football or whatever, but you got to be honest, right? Don't you think?
I don't know why. Well, I think one thing is that, you know, it's just not right. I got to be honest. For these guys to play on such short rest, it's just, I don't like it. It's football. This is not basketball. It's not baseball. There's a reason they only play 17 games, Rob, because your body can only take so much pounding. So I don't like that. So that could be a factor in just teams not playing the great games. But they also, for some reason, it's just teams maybe that you thought were going to be good, you know, early in the season. Like this game.
Like how did they think either one of these teams were going to be good?
I think what you thought, and I'm, you know, speculating, but what they thought was that we've got two quarterbacks that people know. Justin Fields, dynamic. Remember all the yards he ran for last year? Some people thought he was really going to have a bust-out season this year. Dan Orlovsky at one time thought he might be MVP.
Okay, okay.
That's a story for another day.
That's another story because Dan Orlovsky and Matthew Stafford going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, can we stop? Okay, I know he played a quarterback in the NFL, but please,
right.
Stop.
And then, of course, Rob, Bryce Young, number one pick. Now, if this was C.J. Stroud, who's turning it out as the number two pick, this game might have a little more buzz, whether you think it's going to be competitive, but just to see him. So I think they looked at it like, okay, we got the number one pick out of Alabama. He might be rolling by then, halfway through the season. And then we've got Justin Fields, who's coming off a season where he showed a lot of dynamic play. And so I think that's what they thought, Rob. But and Rob, I'm with you. I don't remember every single game, but I do remember there were a lot of bad games last year.
It just seemed like it, you know.
Thursday
and probably,
night more than any other day.
It seemed like it because we don't have the numbers or, you know, right, like the percentage or the numbers, the margin of victory. Like sometimes, you know, on Thursday night you might say the margin of victory had been double digits or 15 points or more in each game as average. It just feels like that. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, and I'm trying to look up maybe some of the scores from this year and see what it's been like. I mean, Kansas City. Now look, the first night you had Kansas City and Detroit, and that was a really good game. That was a one-point game. But let's see. Here we go. Last week you had the Steelers and the Titans, so that was a close game, but those just aren't two exciting teams.
Right.
Will Levis, you know, might bring something to the Titans. Derrick Henry's there, but they still aren't exciting. Okay, week before it was a good, close game, Rob. Bills and the Buccaneers. 6-point game. You got
can't
the Bills
remember that game
draw
at all.
I remember that. Jaguars, Saints. Trevor Lawrence hasn't been as exciting as you would have expected, but they're winning. And so are the Saints. It hadn't been as bad this year, but for some reason it felt like it, Rob. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.